Hello and welcome to 3 Steps to Unbreakable Confidence. Are you excited? I am. I'm totally excited. This is an audio coaching session. So if you don't know what that means, for the next hour or however long this takes, you and I are going to go on a bloody good adventure. In this audio, we're going to be talking about 3 Steps to Unbreakable Confidence. That is 3 active steps that you can take now to create a deep, profound sense of unbreakable confidence. Now, unbreakable confidence might mean something different to you as it does to me. And we're going to be talking about what it means in those 3 steps and steps that you can take actually fucking now. But before I get into it, there's just a few little things. Now, I like to swear. I don't like to swear because I'm trying to be edgy or be cool or something like that. I like to swear because I am confident in the things that I say, and I want to express it to the full passion that I have. So I hope you can accept that, and if you are, congratulations, and maybe you've downloaded this because you've come to an event, maybe you've downloaded this because you've just been a fan of who I am, maybe you've just stumbled upon my website and you're like, well, I would like to learn this. 3 Steps to Unbreakable Confidence. Well, regardless of why you're here, I have to introduce myself if you don't know who I am already. My name is Shahram Mamdarian, and for this audio, I'm going to be your amazing coach. Now, when I mean coach, for this session, I'll be your life coach. What do? I'm a life coach, a dating coach, relationship coach, sexuality coach, surrender coach, coach. Basically, I am extraordinarily different to any other life coach you'll see. You know, some life coaches, what they do is they give you a little bit of a rah-rah. They're like, hey, how you going? Let's feel good about ourselves. You want to do these things? And to me, that's great. And for some people, that's what they need. But if you are here in this perfect synchronicity of events where you are listening to this now, that I've created this and you are now putting it into your ears and into your brain, you know there's something fucking more to life. You know that sometimes motivational bullshit only gets you so far. You know that, truth be told, you don't have to try so hard in life. In fact, it's actually about trying less. You know, like, life is like a breath. We breathe in and we breathe out. Sometimes we breathe in knowledge, right? And sometimes we breathe out the bullshit. And so when we breathe out, we actually leave more space for breathing in. Because imagine if you tried to breathe in all your life. Well, that's what other life coaches do. They teach you to breathe in. And this, we're going to be learning how to breathe out. And it's this breathing out, it creates space in our life. And when we create emotional space, there is nothing you can't fucking achieve, and it'll be most the easiest and effortless thing. Now, the stuff that I've learned here, the stuff that I'm about to teach you in these 3 steps to unbreakable confidence, is not only stuff that I've taught, but it's also stuff that I use personally. There is nothing that I will ever give out, even if it's a free thing on Instagram or something like that, that I have not rigorously tested within myself. In fact, for it to become such a, for me to give it away in this manner, you know, maybe you've gotten it for free or something like that. I don't know how you've gotten this program. Maybe you pirated it. But for you to get a hold of this means it's gone through an intense, personalized, rigorous testing process through not only it being taught to me by mentors, me coming to it, my own conclusions through the people I've worked with in my own life, but I've never given anything away without testing it for myself. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to this amazing, wonderful audio coaching program where I am now your coach, going to be leading you through some steps, the 3 steps to unbreakable confidence. Now, there's going to be some bit of knowledge here. You're going to learn a thing or two. Now, the things here, I want to let you know that, like, will you get profound, unbreakable confidence? And we'll be defining that in a second after this audio, like straight away. For some people, yes. For some people, no. That's because creating this is actually almost like a lifelong journey. Like, once you've created it, it becomes unbreakable. And when you understand these steps, even when you are broken, the brokenness increases your confidence. It's like imagine if every time something brought you down, it actually made you stronger. Well, those are these steps. But what happens is that there are some, like, this is a lifelong journey. So it's like understanding that these are the steps. So next time when you're a bit confused or a bit hurt or a bit not quite sure, you can actually go back and remember this and take the steps. And, you know, this is your audio. You can listen to it many times as you want. So, yeah, that's basically it. So, right, let's get into the three steps. Now, the first thing is actually a realization. Is that confidence is something that is not something that we create. So I'm going to say that again. Confidence is not something we create. It's something we are born with. The first step is understanding that confidence isn't something that we create. It's something that we are born with. Now, unbreakable confidence to me is honestly, if I was to define it in my terms, unbreakable confidence would be an amazing sense of self-security. So you know who you are, you know what's going on in your life, you know what to say, and dare I say, you are so confident in yourself, in your being and in your life path, that you're actually okay not being confident. You know, that you're actually okay being a bit confused and being a bit sad and being a bit depressed, because you are confident at a meta level. You are confident about your journey, not just the moment. People get confused by the moment versus the journey. What they do is they feel like a lack of confidence in the moment, and then they feel sad and they're like, oh, I'm not confident. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a bit nervous. But truth be told, your confidence, being unconfident is not a big deal. Being nervous or shy is actually you learning to step up. It's the first step. You know, for example, if you were afraid to admit to yourself that you don't know something, you will never allow yourself to know the something. Like if you're, and the same thing here, if you're afraid to admit to yourself that you are actually shy or you are actually lacking confidence, you will never allow yourself to step up to the plate and develop this deeper sense of confidence. So what's interesting about this whole process is that we're developing unbreakable life confidence, that we are becoming so secure in our being that we are comfortable expressing a lack of confidence, that we are actually confident in our lack of confidence, that we have made peace with this. This is actually something that when I'm working people in their relationships or their dating life, people think like, but I don't know what to do. Well, my job as their coach is to actually allow them to feel more comfortable, remove the bullshit layers. Remember, breathe out, remove those bullshit layers that we have built up of thoughts and beliefs and ideas that actually don't serve us because we listen to someone who they don't fucking know themselves, right? So we remove these bullshit layers so that they become comfortable not knowing. And that comfortable not knowing is actually the first step to allowing themselves to create their own unique style. So when we talk about this first step, right, I might jump all over the place. Thank you for keeping along. You are a trooper, trooper, super trooper. When we say confidence isn't something that we create, it's something we are born with. Well, what does that mean? I like to think of confidence, self-confidence, sort of like the sun shining in the sky. The sun will shine. The sun will always shine. Unless the sun explodes, the sun is going to fucking shine. Why do we have cloudy days? Well, exactly that. There are clouds. There are clouds in the goddamn sky. These clouds are the things that stop the sun from shining in itself. It's this, but once the clouds part, the sun will shine. And that's exactly the same with confidence. You are born with confidence. You are born knowing who and what you are. Dare I say, and this might scare a lot of people, you're born perfect. Now, this does not mean you can't improve yourself because, whoa, if you improve perfect, holy shit, am I right? But you are born amazing. Then why do we become lack of confidence? Or why do we have a lack of confidence? Well, to be honest, exactly that. It's the clouds in the way. It's these ideas and feelings and thoughts and beliefs that stop us from noticing that the sun is shining. Now, remember I was talking about like becoming confident, not being confident, or finding peace and equanimity with the lack of confidence? Well, I want to use shyness as an example here, because once we start to realize that there is a deep underlying confidence that runs through everything, you can actually take the pressure off yourself to be confident. you can actually start to be a little bit patient. Dare I say, that's step three, but we'll get more into that later. What happens is with shyness. Like, this was from my own introspection. I'll just share a personal story, right? I've been a bit of a social man. I used to force myself to be social, right? And what I did was one day I realized that even though I had forced myself to be social, developed all of these layers, right? These layers to protect myself, I'd actually stopped myself from dealing with the underlying issue. And that was, deep down, I was actually nervous. I was a nervous guy. I was very social. I'd learned to be the most social person you will ever meet. But deep down, I was still nervous. So what did I do? I decided I was going to deal with that nervousness. And we're going to talk about how to deal with these issues. And I say issues in quotation marks in step two. So I did what we did. We're going to talk about in step two on myself. And I got to the point where I realized that being nervous was not the issue. I was just nervous about being nervous. And being shy was not the issue. I was nervous about being shy. That, truth be told, that deep down, I was a shy little boy who'd never got to express himself fully, deeply, for who he was as a person. So what did I do? I learned all of these tricks. I learned all of these methods in order to force myself to be social. But I had never dealt with the underlying issue. I was uncomfortable being uncomfortable. Now, once I'd finally realized that, I'd actually allowed myself to be uncomfortable. And what did I motherfucking learn in that moment? I learned that if you are allowing yourself to be uncomfortable, if you fully, truly allow yourself to be uncomfortable, that's actually the first step to becoming comfortable. Because in that moment, you learn new things. If you are shy and you let yourself fully be as shy as you are, you can actually, if you are as self-aware as I am, because I've spent fucking around a decade meditating. I spent a long time meditating. As a result, I'm incredibly self-aware of my emotions and am able to perceive these emotions in other people. But what I've noticed from this incredible depth perception in myself is that in my own shyness, in my awareness of my own shyness, that is actually me trying to think of something to say. That we are shy because our brain is starting up. We're learning to say something and we're figuring out what to say. And if we stop ourselves from being shy, well, what do? We never figure out what to say. We never create a deep, grounded sense of self and sense of socialness. So how does this relate to confidence? Well, truth be told, if we never let ourselves be unconfident, if we never let ourselves have a lack of confidence, we will never let ourselves build up the proper emotional building blocks and learn that it's okay to feel unsafe, and it's okay sometimes to feel nervous, and it's okay to doubt ourselves. But if we are anxious about being anxious, and we are angry at ourselves being angry, and we are nervous about being nervous, and we are scared about being scared, what ends up happening? Well, we're not taking those first steps, those first tiny, micro, minute steps that are within our very soul, that are those first steps to actually knowing what to say and to becoming comfortable in those situations. So I would ask you now to make the commitment. Like, and make this liberally. Like, it's okay if you do it, it's okay if you don't do it, because we don't want to, like, stick by these rules and get everything wrong, and we're like, oh God, I did a thing wrong. Like, I don't want to give you more to beat yourself up about, you know? Like, people can do that themselves. They'll do that over anything. I don't want to add more pressure to your life. My goal is to take that shit away from you. So what do? Step two. We recognize that we must take an active attempt to remove the blockages towards being confident. We must recognize, and now we can make an active attempt to remove the blockages towards our confidence. Now, what does that mean? That means removing those clouds, letting ourselves shine as beautifully and brightly as we can. And what does that mean? Well, first of all, sometimes we must let ourselves not be confident. We must let ourselves be sad. We must let ourselves be scared. We must look at every individual emotion what the hell is going on inside of ourselves and to become aware of our feelings like never before and do a little thing that starts with S. This little thing I have literally based my entire life around. This little thing starting with S, and I know you might be thinking, Sharam, yes, that's me, Sharam Namdarian. I might be that thing starting with S, but there's another thing. This thing and me go hand in hand. The moment I learnt this, my life fucking changed. The moment I learnt this, I started teaching it with my client, doing it for them, their lives fucking changed. The moment you master this, and remember, mastery is a verb, it's the journey, not the destination. The moment you learn this and learn to keep going, your life will fucking change. I swear to God, it's surrender. Deep emotional surrender. Now, if you're a fan of me, you know this already. If you've been following me on YouTube, you know this already. But some of you guys don't practice it. I know this because you're all building yourself up. There's no groundedness. I want to feel good. I want to feel great. Yes, I'm amazing. But I can tell that you truly don't feel amazing. Or some of you. Maybe you listening to this audio, you know you are. So that's congratulations. But we must look at our emotions and surrender to them. Now, there is so much in this. There is so much in surrender that in truly in one lesson, am I going to get it all across? Well, hell no. But can you understand the basics to start it? Yes. Do you even need to know it all? No. Do I even know it all? I'd like to think so, but I fucking don't. Every day I learn something new about the process. Surrender is the most powerful, profound way to clear emotions. That is to look at what is going on inside of us and to surrender to the feeling that is coming up so it can run its course. Now, whenever I've talking to big old psychologists about this, it's been a very common agreement that emotions have a cycle. Emotions have a cycle. Sadness has a cycle. Depression has a cycle. Everything has a cycle. That means it has a start and it has an end, like a hero's journey. You know, like Lord of the Rings. Frodo, once dropping the ring off, came back to Hobbiton. If you don't know what Lord of the Rings is, may God have mercy on your soul. But in every movie, there's a thing called the hero's journey. And the hero's journey basically is the character leaves their status quo. They leave their house. They leave their whatever because they have to go on some journey. I'm paraphrasing here. And usually what happens is they save the day and most of the time they go back to their original house. Like, what's his name? Harry Potter. Harry Potter found the wand, he mastered magic in the first year and many other years. But after most books and most movies, he goes back to the house, thus bringing what he learned from the outside world. Now, emotions are exactly like that. They have to run a course. We have to go through them in order to return to our status quo with the lesson of the emotion. Some might say that's even the meaning of life, to return to whence we came with all the lessons that we had. Now, what's interesting here is that most people don't let themselves run through their emotions. Why? Because it is painful. It's scary. I know when I first learned this, I fully surrendered to a state of depression that I'd been feeling and avoiding for most of my life. It personally took me like 3 or 4 years to actually process it and get through it. And most of that was done in a few afternoons where I actually fully let myself feel as shit as possible. Until then, I was only building up to it. But what happens is once we run through these emotions, we actually have a backlog. We have a backlog of emotions we haven't actually felt. So all of those emotions have to come up. We have to surrender them. We have to let them go. Once an emotion has run its course, we have the option to let them go. And you will know you have let it go when you don't even, you don't worry about it anymore. You start to see results, right? So I'll tell you a story. One of my favorite stories about one of my favorite clients from a European country. Not going to get too specific, just in case. Now, she came to me because she was experiencing some social anxiety. Now, she wanted to learn every trick and stuff in the trade. And you know, people can learn that. You know, what to do is great. And it really helps people at a mental level. But if we're talking about deep, profound, unbreakable confidence, we have to know that it's deep, profound, unbreakable confidence, which means it's not going to look like anything else anyone ever has. It's going to look something for you, and it's going to look unique for you. So what did we do? We surrendered. We surrendered deep, fully, and wholly. We pinpointed the amazing help of her coach, we pinpointed the exact first experience, and sometimes it's not the exact, it just has to be like the first experience, that she ever felt nervous and insecure. Well, what we did was we let herself fully surrender to that emotion, fully deep emotional surrender. That means you do not try and change it, you do not try and fight it, you surrender to it. You let yourself feel it as it is, fully, deeply, wholly, whatever it might be. So what happened? What happened to this wonderful and amazing person? Well, I can tell you this. The next week of her life was the worst week of her fucking life. Maybe since then, I hope she hasn't had any weeks as bad as that. All the emotions she had been holding herself back from, all these clouds, dare I say, all these clouds came up. And one by one, she was forced to relive the pain of all of these years. But this is what the mind does. Once the mind knows how to heal itself, it will systematically do it. It wants the best for itself, just like you want the best for yourself. The heart will heal itself at an emotional level. So just like that, once we had shown her body how to surrender and how to heal that anxiety, one by one, it fucking came up. Now, as a coach, normally what I do is we have like, you know, a call every week or a call every 2 weeks or whatever. But this week, I had to make sure it's what we call aftercare. You know, after a call, I have aftercare. If it's needed, we'll do more calls. On the house, I don't care. We get the job done. What she did was she literally was experiencing all of this pain. She was trying to go to party. She was crying. It wasn't really painful. But I swear to fucking God, after that week, our work was done. I did not need to coach her in any sense anymore. She was done. She had cleared that anxiety. It was like she never had it in the first place. And then like a snowball rolling down a hill. You know, the snowball gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger as it collects more snow. Her socialness got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it was grounded. It's grounded, meaning it's unshakable. And the best unshakable grounded confidence is being comfortable not being confident as well. Meta-confidence. It's confidence about being confident. It's confidence about being lack of confidence. So that's the process. These are the three steps. Step one, right? We haven't gone into step three. I did mention it earlier. You might know this. You might not know this. Step one, confidence isn't something that we create. It's something we're born with. So the sun must shine. Step two, recognize that we must take an active attempt to remove the blockages towards it. Now, step three. Step three is going to be something that is honestly going to shock you, because I'm all about, you know, like amazing transformations, right? I want amazing transformations that help people. Step three, be willing to take as long as it needs. That's the truth. Be willing to take as long as it needs. Sometimes things are going to take time. If you learn the exact three steps to take that will help you create unbreakable, unshakable confidence, now be willing to take the time. For these people, sometimes it takes a week of horribleness. To be honest, sometimes, most of the time it does. Once you fully, truly know how to surrender something, to create this profound sense of self, to create this profound sense of who you are as a person, sometimes it fucking takes time. It takes time because you have to heal. It takes time because you have to go through your bullshit. It takes time because you have to systematically surrender everything that is blocking you from accepting confidence into your life and also accepting a lack of confidence into your life. But you must be willing to be patient. This shit takes time. And it takes time because sometimes we have spent our lives living with our head in the clouds. It takes time because we have spent our lives avoiding things. People tell you, oh, don't be sensitive. People tell you, don't feel a certain way. People tell you, oh, don't do that. I'm here to tell you, do that. Feel that. Be sensitive. Express those parts of who you are. Recognize that deep down, you are fucking whole as you are. And most people will feel that and know that. And you know that yourself. And it might be hard to accept. But eventually, as you surrender, as you work through this bullshit, one step at a time, as you surrender every feeling as it comes up, you surrender without trying to change it, you will know it too at a level you have never seen before. And I know this personally because every day I'm surprised too. This process is an ongoing process. You get better at it every day and it makes your life better every goddamn day. So those are the three steps to unbreakable confidence. If you liked this, I swear to God, if you liked this, make sure to, honestly, share it with a friend. Share it with a friend. Let me know what you think. You can email me at sharamandaran@gmail.com. Sorry, that's my private email. You can email me there too, sharam@sharamandaran.com. And you can also, if you need help with this process, because sometimes it needs, you know, you need an expert, you can sign up to a free coaching call with me at sharamandaran.com. You can get a free call there. That's normally this thing's worth like, what, not like $400 or $500, something like that. You can get that now. You can get that now, fully now. Just sign up to it, pick a time. These calls usually take an hour, but I've been known to take it longer. And there's other audio coaching programs on my website as well that are available to purchase. If you did like this, you will fucking like those. I have some more coming out soon. There's Unlock Your Desire, which is all about surrendering to desires, letting them come up, understanding the relationship with that. And thank you so much for spending this last half an hour with me. This has been fantastic. I really hope you enjoyed it just as much as I enjoyed talking to you. And I hope to talk to you personally on a coaching call. Sign up. It's free. It's not a sales call. I literally would do this shit for free. All right? If you do need more, we can organize a program or something like that. But to be honest, sign up to a coaching call. It's free. All you need to do is just commit your time. I'm not here to sell you. I'm actually the worst salesman on the planet because I just want to do this shit for free. But if you want, you can also get any other audio coaching programs I have on my website. So thank you very much. You've been amazing. I'll talk to you soon.